60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, you know, if a restaurant wants to be impressive, it really doesn't take much. Maybe just some free bread, a few crayons to color on the menu, or maybe some extra absorbent napkins for what I'll spill on my pants.
Ooh, this place is fancy.
That's not sauce. What is? Never mind.
Oh my God. Oh,
anyway,
okay.
One restaurant is about to open in Japan that's making international news today because they've come up with a strange new way to stand out from the rest of the competition. It's called Sushi Singularity. And they're located in Tokyo. And their goal is to create a sushi experience that's completely unique to each customer. And how will they do that? By getting every patron to give them a sample of their saliva, urine, and stool before they enter the doors.
Ew, why?
That is disgusting.
And then after a customer makes a reservation, they're shipped a small box. Inside the box is 3 vials for them to fill up with personal samples.
Yeah.
And you ship it back to the restaurant where they run the samples through a computer and collect all your bio data.
Can we make sure that they're doing this not at the restaurant, like somewhere else?
There's like a lab next to the salad machine.
Right.
And then they'll use your genetic information to create a personalized menu for you based on specific nutrients that your body is lacking.
Oh,
probably also take
God.
Your genetic information to clone you, but whatever, that'll take some time.
That sounds pretty intense.
And then when you get there, your order gets made through a 3D food printer with giant robotic arms at the front of the restaurant.
This sounds very futuristic, and the future doesn't sound very fun.
It doesn't sound, like, appetizing.
Not at all. And you know that it's not going to tell you that your body needs anything that tastes good. Your body always needs stuff that tastes horrible.
Yeah.
So that 3D printer will pump out customized sushi rolls with all the freshest ingredients. I guess the sushi looks like futuristic cubes with perfect layers of each ingredient. And then it's delivered by a human waiter. Weird.
Oh, human.
That's odd. Didn't expect that. Anyway, the restaurant is set to open next year, but there's already a 7-month waiting list to get in.
Wow.
Text in at 78592. Does that sound like a cool restaurant experience to you?
No.
Any restaurant that would make me poop in a vial before I go in there, I'm down.
That
sounds good to me. All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey is coming to the studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn the name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Myself.
Okay. All right, Brooke's going to have the shock collar while she puts that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
A recent survey found that the average person complains 3 times a day.
That's not true.
And the majority of Americans don't think they could go a full day without mentioning one complaint. The survey also found the most common things that people tend to complain about. Some of the ones that made the top 5 include getting bad customer service, feeling cold, and getting calls from telemarketers and scammers. You have to name the other 2 things that people complain about the most on a daily basis. Mm.
So my first thought is something that the majority of people hate being in, and that's traffic.
Ooh.
You know, it's really easy to complain about traffic, unless you're Jubal, who weirdly enjoys it.
I enjoy it.
I
don't.
I feel like he's just trying to be contradictory.
Time to just
but
be alone.
He aims for the red on Google Maps.
Yeah, I don't.
I love it.
That route.
It's going to take me an extra hour. Sweet. Another thing that I know people... What'd you say about The Office? One of The Office complaints that people do?
Maybe it's feeling cold you're thinking of?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
That's
totally
in
what
here,
I'm thinking of.
Definitely a big
what
complaint
about
all the time.
What about eating everyone in your office, did you say?
Yeah, I didn't mention Office, but I think that's what you were going for.
It was, you're right. It was. But there's got to be something else with work specifically, right? That maybe everyone complains about their boss. Like, that's a common complaint, or bad managers in your office space.
Yeah. But if you, his question says, if you're cold, you complain about, and now I'm thinking traffic. What was the question?
Read the question one more time.
A recent survey found the most common things that Americans tend to complain about on a daily basis. Some of the ones that made the top 5 include bad customer service, feeling cold, and calls from telemarketers and scammers. You have to name the other two things that people complain about the most.
So I feel
two of them are like having a conversation with someone, bad service, you know, calls from a scammer, right, and then they affect your mood.
Thank you, Jose.
So what I'm saying, well, I'm trying to help here.
Uh-huh.
Something that affects my mood every single day that I cannot stop complaining about is lack of sleep.
That's not a bad one at all.
People are saying, oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah, people complain about being tired constantly. I like it. I'm going to go traffic and tired.
A new survey found the most common things that people complain about on a daily basis. Out of the top five, I gave you bad customer service, feeling cold, and calls from telemarketers and scammers. You had to name the other two. Turns out, people all over the country love to complain every morning about how terrible the traffic was.
All right.
Oh, here we
There's
go,
one.
Brooke.
Come on.
And to round it out, a lot of Americans need to vent when they're trying to go online but have trouble connecting to the Wi-Fi.
Dang it.
All right, you got it wrong. Somebody want to hear the Full House theme song before you get shocked. So lyrics for that.
Everywhere you look, everywhere you go, there's a heart, there's a heart, and a hand to hold on to. Everywhere you look, everywhere you go, there's a face.
There's a face.
Of somebody who needs you. Everywhere you look, da-da-da-da-da.
All right. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.